Numbers chapter 1. Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, their fathers' families, according to the number of the names. Well, there were two censuses taken. There's this one, and then there is another census in Numbers 26 at the end of the wilderness wanderings, about 38 years later. And you wonder why this was done. Well, I think this first census that reflected the need to actually sort out who was who and to make a list of everybody according to their families, because it was God's intention that each of the Israelite families would have a unique inheritance in the land. And that's why they were told that you have this inheritance. If you sell it, well, you don't really sell it. You're just giving it to someone to live on until the year of Jubilee. That land must remain in your family inheritance. And you think of Naboth refusing to sell his vineyard to Ahab. And so the idea was that each family had a unique inheritance. And that idea is picked up in the New Testament, where we also are going to have this inheritance in God's kingdom. And we are each going to have something unique. We're going to have, as the Lord said in the parables, one will be over five cities, one over two cities. We're going to have a unique job to do, a unique thing to be getting on with, a unique aspect of God's glory to manifest or whatever. And that is so encouraging, that we are going to be treated as individuals and have a completely personal, direct relationship with God and the Lord Jesus. That's why the Lord Jesus says that he will give us a white stone with a name on it that nobody knows apart from us and him. There'll be something absolutely unique. And that's why we've all got a unique genetic code, you've got a unique iris, unique fingerprint, a unique experience of life, because you are being prepared for something unique that will fit you personally forever. Well, when you compare the list that you have here of the various tribes and how many men there were, and then you go to the list in Numbers 26, the list at the end of the 38 years wandering in the wilderness, well, there are some differences. Some tribes stayed the same, some went up, some went down. Give you an example, verse 23, those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. Well, when you come to Numbers 26, this fell to 22,200. So why did Simeon go down so much? Quite clearly, there was some major judgment upon this tribe. Well, the plague that's recorded in Numbers 25, when the people committed sin with the Moabites, led to 24,000 people being killed by God. But the ringleader of that misbehavior was Zimri, a prince of Simeon. So I suspect that he led particularly his own tribe into that big sin with the women of Moab. Now, it's little things like that which to me are the sort of internal evidence that the Bible is true. Not only are there no real essentially contradictory statements in the Bible, it all dovetails in a perfect way if you read and study carefully, but also little details like that sort of fit in with each other. And for me, it's those little things that give the whole thing the ring of truth, that this is indeed written by God, that really this census was taken, these numbers are for real, etc. Because it all just has that internal sense of harmony, what could be called the ring of truth. In the old days when there were false coins around, you could tell a coin that had been fabricated, that was a forgery, because it just didn't have that same ring to it if you dropped it on a wooden table. Whereas the real genuine one did have a ring of truth to it. And I feel it's the same with the Bible, that as you go through it, the more and more you look at the details, the more you see beauty revealed, the more you see that it all corroborates with each other. So that, to me, is one reason I believe the Bible. In fact, for me personally, that is the main reason, that this internal corroboration and support within the narrative.